Blog Talk Radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Christian, you see, you know how I feel. With a running tree, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean.
Hurry, hurry, hurry now.
put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We gon' take everything that the devil says.
Facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubts my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen him do it.
I've seen him do it.
Divine word of God tonight. God is impossible to do anything but fail. Don't let the devil ride. I want to thank Mother Moon was here, and Mother Moon worked real good. I want to say to you, lots of these preachers don't put in it what they need to put in it. You know, you can make money all you want to, but the key thing is helping people. The key thing is bringing God's people back to truth and reality. And a lady was telling me she went to her church and the preacher went and prayed for her. And she said she had been there about 30 years. And I told her, it ain't about the preacher, it's about God in you. It's about you knowing the anointing with you. I talked to Bright Star up in Minnesota, and she was just outwhelmed with what's going on. I said, Bright Star, don't worry about it. I was talking to Mother Moon this evening, and Mother Moon had lots of potential. And I said, Mother Moon, there's a lot of things going to take place. You get ready to receive. And I talked to Bright Star out of Detroit today. She supposed to get back to me, but she didn't because she was busy. And I had Dr. Henry Clark on. He talked about Africa. Before Europe even know Africa was there, and before Africa know anything about Europe. But we come from a long line of history. We come from a long line of raw people, raw. What I mean, we come from a long line of kings and princes. You see, the Europeans want to put a woman down, but a woman is a goddess. And back in Africa, women ran the household and ran everything. Tonight, get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for a blessing you tonight. And get ready for God to deliver you to the next level. I want you to get ready for a dough that closed. Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones. Ezekiel, God asked Ezekiel, can he bone live? Ezekiel, wise men of the Lord, I know it. There's a power within us. Guide us. We call it the Spirit of the Almighty God. The Native American call it the Spirit of the wind, the water. You have to obey God, you have to obey God in everything. Tonight, I hope you got your Bible. I'm talking about divine miracles, divine healing. And when I said divine, I'm talking about from God. It supersedes what man said. Man said you can't get healed, but God said you can. Man said you're not successful, but God said you can. Most men are greedy. They're greedy, they murder, they hate us. But God set high and God looked low. Take over planets. God tear empires down and he build empires up. They call him in Egypt Amun-Ra, God of the sun. Some call him Jehovah. Some call him Allah. Some call him Buddha. Some call him the Great Eagle. But I want to tell you, if you belongs to a church, if it ain't got no spirit, if it's dead, it's not for you. Wherever you decide to lift God up, it should be full of fire. It should motivate you. It should stimulate you, to sanctify you, and it should open up every door that closed to you. So tonight, we're talking about divine looking, divine healing, divine word. Jesus was on the mountain When Jesus sat down, all the people came. They came because they were hungry for healing. They was hungry for the word. Jesus did not turn them away. He brought them and healed the lame, the blind. All that was sick got healed that day. And they got full. They ate. What I'm saying tonight, you ask not, you have not. Some of you too busy trying to take care of other people's business. God sit high and he look low. Tonight I'm talking about a divine word can turn you around. A divine healing. The lady told the family, we got to put this lady in the hospital because she's going to die. The family was all right with that, but the young man came from the service, from the army. He said, no, if she's going to die, she's going to die on her. Not nothing that y'all have cooked up to murder people. The mama's still living. The nurse is talking about the time she dead. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. Hold on to the word of God. I'm praying for you, Sister Carolyn. Sister Kim, I'm praying for you. I haven't heard from you. A bright star down at Eastern Market. God bless you. Thank you for calling today. Those in Palmer, thank you. Those in Sherville, Indiana that we talked to today, God bless you. I come to motivate you tonight to the word of God, true word of God. Let me say it again. The true word of God. The only way you can get that by walking in the anointing and make your mind that you're going to serve not man, but God. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's in the Bible. Then it said, pray not that suffer evil doers, they will soon cut down in the Bible. Every word in the Bible is a word of spirituality. Maybe you don't understand it, so you don't understand what it means for you or to you. This is 2021 going into 2022, we still got ties with us. What's going on? God is going on. A lady called me earlier from Louisiana, New Orleans. She said the water is still rising in some parts of Mississippi, some parts of Alabama, in Florida. I said back to man, understand the power of God. God cares, but he want to know what you plan to do with God. Have your mind been rooted in the word of God? Have your mind been rooted in the word of God? cares for you. Trina, I haven't heard from you tonight. Mother Moon, the moon is bright out there. And Mother Moon, I got a prophecy for you. All is well. What you're trying to accomplish is going to be so. I want to say that to Mother Moon. There's a spirit, and I was talking to Latrina. That was an angel. And I got to talk, but that was an angel on her finger. The angel with the wings and everything. And she said, bitch, what that mean? That means that God have already chosen you for a divine mission. You can't fail because the proof of God is stamped in your hand. That's, I've never seen that before. But I've seen the angel with my own two eyes. And she didn't see it till I showed it to her. God have a way putting something in your mind, in your body, in your soul. God is too intelligent to lose a case. When Jesus came to the mountain and sat down, he prayed for everybody. The Bible said everybody got prayed for. So they was in a Delta place. No job, no money, no food. But somebody got to eat. God make a way for you every day. You have to be able to see the power of God. I like to understand tonight where you're going, what's on your mind. You know, people come and 1,000 people come to them, but after they leave, then what? You know, people lie and won't say, Lord, forgive me. It's all right to lie. It's all right to kill. That's what people think. But the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And the gift of God is eternal life. Tonight, you should receive the gift. Don't give your pearls to a swine, maybe a man, maybe a woman. Maybe it's two women shacking together or two men shacking together. I got to bring you back to Romans 1 and 26. Let me say it again, Romans 1, verse 26. And God turned them over to a reprobate mind doing things which is unseemly. Is that you tonight? Is that you? Can't hold your head up because you're so drunk? You took all kind of pills? You destroying your precious temple? God put his word in you? You somewhere with a whiskey bar turn up? You somewhere neglecting the kids, getting drunk? Kid teaching themselves? Is that you tonight that won't let go and let God? I want to say to you tonight, all is well. Some of my friends on Facebook said, bitch, what is that? I was doing some little house cleaning spirit. They act like they don't know. I'm standing with God, God Bishop, I'm standing with God. And I just thank God for Mother Moon. God got a great work for Mother Moon. And even Trina, you got a great work to do. I want to thank Sister Duke. Sister Duke, that honey and biscuit was sure enough good. Good God Almighty. Sometimes you have to reach out, and happy birthday to Brother Burns. I think he's 91. Brother Burns, give me a call. And sometimes you got to slow down. You're 91 years old. God kept you for something. So don't give up. Stay focused. I'm praying for Purvis Spann and Dale Spann, the family. I want to say to you, Dale, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. To you and you tonight, in all thy ways acknowledge God, he will direct your path. I see the ancestors moving closer to you, Mother Moon. Awesome things working in your behalf. You don't even know it. And you say, well, Bishop, can I do this? You are born to walk the path of the saints. You are in the path in order to lift up fallen humanity. Feel good about Dr. Henry Clark talked about what was going on. We're on from 9 to 10, 7 days a week. Mondays, Martin Luther King Movement, Cross Over the Ancestor. Tonight, divine healing, divine work. And since I'm on the air tonight, I guess I'd give a couple of divine scriptures out. Get your pencil and paper. And when I give divine scriptures out, I give them through, I share ancestors. I give them through the Spirit. It might not be what you want to hear, but it might be something you need to read to release something in your life. This from Detroit, 3048, Psalms 43 and 52. God told me to tell you all is well. Things you're going through with your family, but it'll be all right. 33:93, God is waking you up to something new. Psalm 17, Psalms 21, and Psalms 93. That's the answer you've been looking for. 0598, you've been asking. The Spirit said, Psalms 11, Psalms 10, and Psalms 43. Just like I gave them to you, read it. 30:30, I see you on. Psalms 90, Psalms 21. God finna carry you around new people. God finna carry you to another level. Let me pray. Father God, we gave your word out. Father God, give divine healing tonight. Somebody need to plant a seed. If you got a need to plant a seed, go to our minute. Go to our website, thuscdaveamgillsite.com. Write us at Post Office Box 28907, Chicago, Illinois. The Post 628 USA. All my sisters in Jamaica and Kenya. I had about 10 calls from Egypt. I got your text. I'm praying that God do a explosion type of healing. With so much of killing and murder and warlocks and witches, we got to retrieve the word of God. You got to say in your spirit, I'm healed by the word of God. I'm delivered by the word of God. And you got to say in your spirit tonight, all is well. God will put a ticket. I'm praying for Ruby. Ruby daughter in the hospital, praying for big Ruby and little Ruby. And I want to tell 91 number of Psalms. Ruby, 91 number of Psalms. Mama, read it to daughter. Write it out. Put it in the bed with the daughter. Watch God. I'm getting revelation now. Write it in red. Get to the hospital. Put it in the bed. Put it in the room. God will do the rest. I wish I had somebody. God will do the rest. Leave it up to the Almighty God. He'll do the rest. Quick, fast. And somebody said, Bishop, I want him to work in a hurry. God worked in a hurry. And I want to thank you, Bright Star, for coming on today. And Bright Star was telling me that I prophesied something to her. She got a building. And I told her she's going to furnish it all, and God can open up a door. Don't quit. I was thinking about Mother Annie Bacon. Her book said, "The Woman That Wouldn't Quit." I just won't quit. And I want to tell you, tonight is the night for deliverance for you. Lots of darkness, but out of the darkness come the marvelous light. It's better to be in the hands of the Almighty than all state. All state will fail you, but the Almighty going to keep you. So stay in the way of Almighty. And let the Almighty take you to another level.
Well, Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude.
Jesus went forth and seen a great multitude. Come on.
He was moved with compassion.
He was moved with compassion. Let me tell you, they were sick.
Yeah.
They had no problem. They had seen things. They was messed up. Read on.
Yeah. And so Jesus had compassion, according to here. And it says that when Jesus was moved with compassion toward them, he healed their sickness.
Now, some of them was lame, some was blind, some had strokes, some was messed up in the mind. But God, Jesus healed all of their condition.
Yeah.
Read on.
Yeah. And going into verse 15. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now to pass."
Stop right there. See, what the disciples said, we in the desert place, ain't no food here.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Let's send them away. Jesus said, no,
yeah.
We're not going to send them away.
Yeah.
We're going to deal with them. We're going to heal their body.
That's
we're going to heal their mind. Now we got to get them some nourishment for the body. Read on.
Right. And Jesus said, "They need not depart, give ye them to eat." And they said unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
We have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now I want to give you revelation to me to eat some fish this week. Just fish and bread. You bake the fish and you get the fish, you bake it and you eat it. He said, it's 5 loaves of bread and how many fish? 3 fish. Get ready for a miracle taking place before our eyes. Now, what I'm saying this morning, this evening, wherever it might be, is a miracle going to take a place in America. Read on.
Here, but 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven.
He told them to be obedient. It is obedient. Come, you got to be obedient. Sit down on the ground and get ready to receive the miracles from the Almighty God that Jesus has given us. So that's the healing. Now, spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare prayer. That's psychic prayer. That's prayers of witchcraft. You've got to pray from witches and warlocks to go. Jesus prayed and healed everybody on the mountain. People were crazy. People were possessed with demons and devils. But on that mountain, everybody came, the lame, the blind, they were healed. And I want to tell you today, right now, as I speak, he can heal you, but you got to walk in faith. Read now the scripture, if that are on Ephesians.
Okay. So I believe Paul's talking, and he said, put on the whole armor of God.
Put on the whole armor of God.
That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
You got to put the whole armor to stand against the evil and the witchcraft against the devil.
Mm-hmm.
The devil come on many ways. Read.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
You don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Go ahead on.
But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
The reason them that's doing darkness, witchcraft, well, they're doing it and we can't see it. But the anointing of the Holy Ghost let us see it. So that's what you're fighting. You're fighting the demon within the person. The demons have been let out of hell, and they're fighting me and you. Read.
It says, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day.
The only way tempt Jesus. He'll tempt me and you. But when you put the whole armor on, that's anointing. That's walking by faith. Believing in God, body, mind, soul, and spirit. You can say, demon loop, let go. And let me go. And you got to be able to speak to the demon. Demon already know what you're thinking. Read on.
Right. And so it says, and having done all to stand, then therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
That means what he's saying, what the scripture's saying, you got to know that you're serving God. You got to know that you know when you stand out there and stand and lift them hands up, you're going to get victory. There's victory for you by you being able to talk to God and being able to do that. Read on.
And so after that, it says the importance of faith is verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
You got to have faith in order to move that, because the devil's going to say you don't see what you see. The devil's going to tell you you ain't got nothing. Told Jesus, if you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. But I want to let you know, you got to walk in faith, and you got to know that you know, because the demons are clever. They're clever. They will make you, they'll make you think you're crazy. They will make you commit suicide. You got to stand on faith and truth, and stand on your ancestors, and stand on the power of Almighty God. Read on.
And verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
You can't stop praying. You can't stop. You got to always send that power, and you got to curse the devil, and the devil, you're alive. Because God is God. And God is real, and what you're doing is imagination. You let that imagination go. Right now, when I speak, I'm clearing some things up around you. And as I begin to speak, I see horses. I see a gang of horses coming out the mountain. And these horses got power. These are the horses, the horses and the angels. Good God Almighty. The angels ride the horses on the ground, and then they just take up a host of angels.
Yeah.
Somebody being healed. And I want to tell you, victory is your reed.
And then it says, you pray always with all prayer, supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
When you pray, and you pray and consistent pray, see what it's saying, you can't just pray. You got to worship God. You got to know that God is your everything. He's my food. He's my clothes. He's my healing. And once you begin to worship God, see, the devil wants you to worship him. But when you worship God, Satan and his demons and his witches and his warlocks leave. Michael and his angels fought the devil and kicked him out. He's in the earth realm. And the devil, the angels have committed all kind of sins against God. So they can't make it back to the heavenly realm. They are bound to the earth realm. So man, get ready to speak healing in your body. Get ready to be able to fight. The spiritual warfare is the word of God, east, west, north, and south. When you lift the name of God and ancestors and you walk in faith, I don't care how dark it seems, God can only match it. And once you lift your hands up and bleed the blood, you're going to get what you want. And I decree this morning that things that blocking you go up. Read on.
And to me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
Now, what it's saying, once you open your mouth, I'm going to talk. God's going to talk. All the mysteries that Satan cannot hide, when you say get, he's going to go. When you say liar, move, he's going to. The devil come to kill and destroy and to lie and to make you do things wrong. But once you stand in the way of God and you stand and lift your hands up and you say the blood, I'm covered under the blood of my mama, my sister, my brother, my ancestor, and the blood of Jesus, I say, they got to go. They hide. I can see them flying around now. They hide. They try to hide. But once you speak that word, the word burns them up. The word set them on fire. What word? The word from the Almighty God. What word? The word from the sun. The word from the wind. The word from the fire of God. And only thing you can perk that with the fire of God. Read.
Then it says here, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to.
Not you as an ambassador. That means that you are able to overcome the wiles of the devil, because God has made you an ambassador, and that means that you're able to speak to any kind of thing going on, whatever it is. You can speak to it, and you're going to get doors open for you. Read on.
And then it says, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things.
God will show you all things. I want to say this tonight. Divine word, divine healing. Everything in the divine. Sometimes you got to let go and let God. Sometimes you have to give up and let God direct you, because so much negativity is in your way or in blocking your path. And you wonder why it's blocking your path. You wonder why it's blocking me so much. Because the devil is always jealousy and it's going on. I want to tell you tonight that God got a blessing with your name on it. And tonight I want to say to you, God will see you through the storm. Those that call me Baton Rouge and call me from Lake Pontchartrain down there, and then some people in Gulfport, they said, a bitch of the water rising. As the water rise, God is doing some house cleaning. Now, I want to say to you tonight, let God fight your battle. God will tell you everything you need to know. He'll do that. And I just want you to let God fight your battle. Mother Moon, God bless you tonight. Mother Moon was with us today. And a great anointing come on her. And that anointing come on her. God began to give her revelation knowledge. Mother Moon did that. And Sister Trina had an angel in her hand. All this time, she didn't know she had an angel that was with her at all the time. That came from birth. She didn't tattoo it on there. She didn't go get no tables down naturally. It was right there naturally. An angel with the wings up, face facing her. And she's a bishop. What is that? That means that you chose to do divine healing. And sometimes you can't do divine healing because you caught up. Let go of that devil. Let go of negativity. And God going to give you the financial blessing you need. You know, I was listening how some of the stuff that's going on, they want to go back to Washington and march them out free of. How can you free a man that he's a criminal? You can't free him because he has chose his path, chose the way he want to go. Well, tonight is the night I heard prophets say, in all thy ways acknowledge God, he will direct your path. I want you to get ready for a great revelation. I want you, God just gave me this, I want you to get ready for God to give you a revelation knowledge on some things you not clear about. The story I like tonight. Jesus, three little fish and fed a multitude. And God trying to get to you to let you know the word. He said, I made you an ambassador. Tell somebody. Let somebody know victory is your victory. Don't let nobody steal your victory. Because God had made you strong enough to see and open doors up for you. I want to thank you, Bright Star, for what you were saying.
A beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord shall make known to all of you all things. So I guess verse 8?
Yeah.
It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary.
Your adversary, the devil, come to kill and destroy. You got to stay focused. You can't waver. You got to know what you know, do what you do, and say, I claim my money. I claim my healing. I claim my new house. I claim my new business. I claim the power of God who give all things to those that diligently seek him. Read on.
Whom resist steadfast in faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthened.
I want to say this. That was Bright Star. When Bright Star was reading that, she was asking God for a two-flat building. God gave her a two-flat building, a block long, to her ministry. Sometimes you got to live for God to get what you want. She was asking God for that building. I said, just come on and let watch God. After doing the service and building her in, now she asking God, send the money to do the plumbing, to do the roof, to do everything. And I'm going to tell her, God going to do it. God will make everything all right. God will settle the debt. All you got to do is speak, all is well. All you got to know, I am the embodiment of God. And with all that evil been done, I decree the power. I'm the wonders of God. And the good thing is, what the devil got belongs to you. But you got to say, I'm the righteous of God. I claim my house. I claim my money. I claim my health. And the devil got to let go. Because the devil will hold on. Because he's in the dark. He's working in the dark. But when you bring light to the devil, when you bring light, the truth, when the truth came, when the truth come, the devil got to go. The truth was anything. Just like he was telling me, when the truth came, it's, you've been lying. See, the devil is a father of liars. But when the truth comes, the devil got to flee. Read on.
And so after that, it says here, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
But you can't be no medium if you ain't connected to God.
Right.
And right now, with so much of death, there's so many people out there trying to know what's going on. If you ain't got a pathway, if you ain't got the micro gable, those that keep watch over the dead, you can't get to them because it's a block. It's a thousand. So when she said that she could see somebody, she lying.
Myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am based upon among you, but being absent and bold towards you. I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present, with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some that speak of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the God to pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God.
Now, what it's saying, that we're not walking in the flesh. We're walking in God. So all that stuff that that they throw us there, that's distracting you. But once you make your mind up and close your eyes, God going to show you the real truth. He's going to show you where the demons at. He's going to show you where the liars, the crooks at. When you begin to plead the blood of Jesus, begin to overbite. When you begin to talk in tongues, when the Holy Ghost comes, it's gonna kill all the evil that's set up on them high shelves. So we don't war against flesh and blood. We war against the spirit. The spirit is our battle. And once you know that you are a spiritual woman, a spiritual man, ain't nothing happened to the, ain't nothing in the universe can touch a God. God is the God of the living and the dead. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and end. If it don't end, it don't begin. You know, I want to say this. You got to understand, he's the life and the resurrection.
Yes.
Everything that was made by God. Spirit. Spirit wasn't born because spirit can't die. The spirit of God wasn't born. It's God. And wherever you go, when you lift God up in any city, in the country, in the world, things going to happen. Flood, storm. Whatever God see happen, he going to make it happen in your behalf, in my behalf, in everybody's behalf. God, I just wish somebody just was able to let go of their physical condition and say, I stretch my hand to the Almighty. I believe what God going to give me this year. I believe what God going to tell me is going to be victory. Everybody running scared from the virus. Take this and this. Ain't nobody said, and let's pray. Sit down and let's call on God all day long and see what happens. Ain't nobody said that. They're trying to find this doctor, what pill I need to take. How can I get rid of it? Can't nothing get rid of it but the power of Almighty. Scientists can't get rid of it. Doctor, nothing but the power of God. You got to walk in faith, man. Woman, you got to walk in faith. And you walk in faith, 2021 will be your year, your season to go up, up and up. Everything falling. But God ain't falling. God wants somebody to serve him, to obey him. Read on.
Okay, and it says, and having in a readiness of revenge of all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts in himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed.
Well, what he's saying, that you shouldn't be ashamed because you named it, you claimed it. You got to know that you are the God to name what you want. The reason you ain't got enough, you don't say nothing. You got to say, all is well, I claim this in, it's mine, and you get it. And whatever you say, God say it. Whatever you do, God do it through you. A lot of people don't know that. When you begin to walk in the anointing of God, you just see the Abraham blessed and highly favored. Abraham, I'm going to bless your seed. And when Abraham fell in a deep sleep, God blessed him. So whatever God promised Abraham is promised to me and you. You got to claim your inheritance. You have to claim your million. You got to claim your children. Claim your new house, your new car. You got to claim your breakthrough. Once you get your breakthrough, you can reach out and help somebody else. But you can't help nobody else if you ain't got the faith to walk in the word of God. You got to walk in the anointing of God. Whatever you need, God got whatever you want, he got. Read.
And it says, do you look on to things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord has given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be shamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters say they are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. Let such a one think that such as we are in word by letters, when we are absent, which will we be also indeed when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves, and they comparing themselves among themselves are not wise.
See, what he's saying, that you can't, man might say, oh, you rich. You ain't rich in God outside. Only way you rich in God outside is you keep the faith. And you obey God. When you obey God, things happen.
23rd verse.
Yeah.
To 25. In all labor there is a profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. The crown of the wise is the richest, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. That's it.
You ain't got to lie, but you gonna bring truth. And the truth is the word that's solemn with the truth. Proverbs 18:21.
Let's see here.
And as you read that, that's solemn, it's wisdom. Proverbs
18:21, it says death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Now, the death and life in the power of the tongue. When you speak good thing, when you speak bad thing, look what happened in Washington. Trump said lie and lie, people died.
Mm-hmm.
I said to them, Trump lied, people died. And this scripture, you know, Proverbs 18:21, it says, the life and death is in the tongue. So you got to speak healing. You got to speak heal, not death. You got to speak life. Name it, claim it, and you can have it. Read on.
Okay. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. The poor uses entreaties, but the rich answers directly. I think that we just, and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
So things you look at is of the world, not of God. You got to stay in the spirit. St. John 1. That's the first John 1.
Was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything.
Everything was made by God, and in him is God, and we are in God. So things were made by our hands, it's the hands of God. Read on.
Okay. All things were made by him, and not anything made. That is made. To him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light was shining.
But I know